Would you like to hear God?
Yes.
Yeah? I said, would you like to hear God?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be like just awesome and amazing? Hear God speak? Would you like to hear that?
Yeah.
I would. Would you like to hear God speak? I would too. I think that'd be wonderful. Thank you. Later maybe, huh? There we go. I like to hear God speak. And why would you like to hear him? I'm curious about that. Why would you like to hear God?
Because we haven't.
Because we haven't? Okay. What? Why else would you like to hear God?
Because he could tell us some things that might happen.
He could tell us things that would happen.
In the future.
In the future. Okay, things to be warned of, yeah. What else would you like to hear God? Do you think God knows everything?
Yes.
Actually, he does. He knows everything.
He made everything.
He made everything. He knows everything. He knows all about you. He knows what's best for you, too. So I would like to show you how you can hear God. You ready? All right. Now, I'm going to lift up something to you here, and you're going to tell me what this is, all right? What is it?
Bible.
You know what this is called? That's right. God's Word. I'm going to show you some things that people have done over time to make it possible for you to hear God's Word. So if I can have you slide backwards a little bit there, that'd be great. You guys might want to come a little bit closer over here. All right. Okay, I'm going to show you something that's underneath here. First, I'm going to pull this out.
Headphones?
Over here.
Why headphones?
Why headphones? I'll show you. First of all, we know we've heard this before.
Yes.
In fact, we read from it today, didn't we?
Bible.
God's Word, the Bible. Did you know that also there's other things? I'm going to show you. First, I'll show you this. You know what this is?
No. Walkie-talkie.
It looks like a walkie-talkie, doesn't it? You know what it is?
What?
It's not a walkie-talkie. It is something else. That's
a phone.
It's a phone, they think.
Probably a good chance firefighters will be on the lines.
What was that? What's this called?
A radio.
I was hoping to tune in to, it's too close to the hour. We got news instead. Should have been at church service. But we can hear the word of God over the radio. Not only radio, but shortwave radio too, which can go all around the world. Okay? So here's the radio.
President Trump and...
Whoop. And also, you can hear, I want to show you something, an invention that was made quite a while ago. Mm-hmm. And we're going to
take
a toothbrush. No. It's this. Do you know what this is?
No.
Tape.
Yes.
Tape. It's a tape.
You do.
You tape it.
It's a cassette tape. You tape it, huh? Yeah, it is a cassette tape. In fact, they have put something on this that would like you to hear. Okay? Ready? See this? This is an invention as well. They say it's a radio.
It is.
And also, watch this. I can put this cassette inside of it. Oops.
Play music.
And listen to this. Okay, hit the right one.
Here. Let him hear.
Whoa. It's a little tricky to work.
Let him hear.
Listen to this now.
Closed. And whatever is concealed is meant
here comes.
To be brought out into the open.
Listen to this part.
If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear.
If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear.
Yes! That's Jesus said that. And they put it on a cassette tape. Isn't that cool?
That's weird.
I'm going to show you something else. See this? You know what this is?
No.
Wait. Oh, I know it.
Looks like a UFO? No. What is it?
It's an automatic vacuum cleaner.
A Roomba, no, it's not an automatic vacuum cleaner.
It's a
MP3 player. It plays CDs too, but it's an MP3 player. This little disc has a New Testament on it. Oops.
You mean the Bible.
The Bible, but this has just got the New Testament on this one. You can put it in here, and then you can go like this, and you can plug it in, and you can listen. The same words. Whoever has ears to hear, let him hear. That's on there. And look at this. Now these were after cassette players. Look at this. What do you think's in here?
Money.
Money. Something more valuable than money.
Bible?
Yes, it's the Bible on I guess the MP3 is called Go Talk Bible, and you can listen to the Bible on this, the whole Bible. On this little thing, look how tiny that is now, huh? Got the whole Bible on it. Yep, whole Bible. It's called Go Bible. This is, and then there's that, and then of course, we can go to other things like video Bible. You can watch the Bible on YouTube with your parents. You can watch Matthew, you can watch Luke, you can watch the Book of Acts. Word for word, NIV, and they're acting it out. It's amazing. You can see it.
Could we have one?
You can watch it with your parents on YouTube. Also, computers and online things, and those came next. And look what we have here. Here it is. Listen to this. Okay, this is my wife's phone here. And I'm going to look for... I don't know her phone as well, but... Hey, Sandy, where is that? Here we go. Listen to this. Listen really closely. I hope it pops up where I want it to, and it didn't. Anyway, you can listen to the whole Bible on here, too. And you know how tiny the Bible is on this? It's smaller than your fingernail. The nail part. It's that small. It's inside of a chip, you know, inside the phone. It's amazing. The entire Bible. It's an amazing, wonderful thing. So we've got all these different kinds of Bibles. And plus, you know what my favorite kind is?
The radio?
Nope. My favorite kind. Come here, Leo. Come over here.
The real Bible.
The real Bible.
My favorite Bible is the real Bible. And it's the Bible. They're all Bibles. Mm-hmm. But listen to this. Listen really closely. Let's hear the one from Mark. Who's got that? Why don't you just read yours first? Listen closely. Why don't you come up here real quick? Go up here. Yep.
If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear.
What are you reading out of? The Bible. Yes, and that's a mom, right? Okay, let's hear another one. Can you hear that? Come around here, come around here. Come here. This one is going to be read again and read it nice and loud. This is their dad. Okay?
I will listen to what the Lord will say. He promises peace to his people, his saints, but let them not return to folly.
I will listen to what the Lord God says.
That's like the same what Jennifer just said.
Yeah, it's very similar. It was saying, I will listen to the word of God, and Jesus said, whoever has ears to hear, let him hear.
That's like the same thing.
It is the same thing, very much. They're talking about hearing the word of God. We have all these different kinds of ways to hear the word of God, but you know what? God wants us to hear his word every day. He wants us to be able to read it. Now, some of you can't read yet. Some of you are too small to read, but you know what? You can listen to it. Maybe you'll be in the dark. You can listen to it in the dark. You can listen to it anywhere you go.
Even in the desert?
Even in the desert. Even on the moon, if you had the right things with you. But you know what? We need to pray, though, that God will give us desire to read his word and listen to his word.
I have a question.
And that God will just make us thirsty for it so that we want to hear it every day. You follow that? So we want to hear it. That's what our prayer should be. What's your question?
How did you carry that all here?
I used a vehicle called the car. It's a van. I put it in the van. I didn't walk here. So we pray. Let's pray. And I have two prayers. One is that God will make us hungry for his word, and two, that we will listen to it. All right? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, make us hungry for your word, and also, God, help us to listen to it. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thank you for coming up.